is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Prayers answered in Los Angeles after a sanitation tunnel under construction partially collapsed. Mayor Karen Bass.
When we raced down here, I was so concerned that we were going to find tragedy. Instead, what we found was victory. All of the men that were in that tunnel rescued up safe.
Officials say 27 of them were trapped below the surface. Another four went down to help bring them out. Aerial footage shows the workers inside a metal compartment as it was hoisted by a crane. The cause of the collapse is under investigation. The death toll in Texas' catastrophic July 4th flash flooding has climbed to at least 120. More than 170 people are still unaccounted for. CBS's Karen Hua is in Kerr County.
We're on day 7 of search efforts, and while officials have not come out directly and called this a recovery mission, we do know that hope is waning as the days go on. The last known survivor was found on Friday, the 4th of July, 7 days ago. So we don't, of course, want to jump to any conclusions. We know anything can happen.
Governor Abbott has ordered state flags to fly at half staff in victims' honor. A federal judge in New Hampshire is hearing arguments right now on a lawsuit challenging President Trump's executive order ending birthright citizenship. CBS News legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
In her dissenting opinion in last week's Supreme Court decision lifting nationwide injunctions, Justice Sonia Sotomayor wrote that the remedy for mothers soon to give birth to children is to join a class action lawsuit, which would essentially accomplish the same thing as a nationwide injunction.
Ford has issued a recall of hundreds of thousands of cars and trucks because of a problem that could make engines stall. WWJ's Jeff Gilbert.
Ford has had 6 complaints of fuel pumps failing in certain models of the F-150 pickup, Mustang, and Lincoln Aviator. That can lead to a number of problems, from rough running to an outright engine failure. At this point, the company is still working on a remedy.
Job action over for video game performers. CBS's Jennifer Kuiper has details.
Welcome to the Guild.
Unionized video game performers have overwhelmingly voted to approve a new contract with their employers, ending an almost year-long strike against several major game makers. The new contract delivers pay raises, control over performers' likenesses, and artificial intelligence protections.
Dow futures are down 83. S&P futures off 6. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. The two people arrested in the 2003 Kenosha County homicide of David Vandersee are both out of lockup. Each suspect have posted separate $500,000 bonds. The case was reopened this year after new evidence surfaced. Both face first-degree intentional homicide charges. The Racine County Board voted 17-2 to condemn the racist treatment of Milwaukee high school athletes at a May track meet in Waterford. Waterford Union High School officials say they plan on retraining and holding forums to prevent future incidents. Salmonorama casts off at Festival Park tomorrow. Anglers are competing for a $50,000 grand prize. The event will feature live music, fireworks, food, and free entry for families. Sorry, kids. Racine Unified has posted supply lists for the upcoming school year. They say they're getting an earlier jump on detailing what students will need and what the district will provide. A decision on whether to dismiss the federal case against Milwaukee County Judge Hannah Dugan is expected in early August. A trial would be possible later this year if warranted. Dugan is accused of helping an undocumented immigrant avoid ICE arrest. And a $70 million apartment complex is being proposed for land north of the Kenosha Lows. It would feature 336 units with a pool and a fitness center. The city's plan commission will review that project today. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Time off for the Brew Crew. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers have the night off before they host the Nationals tomorrow night. The Brewers beat the Dodgers yesterday, 3-2 in 10 innings. Jackson Churio at the plate with Sal Frelick at third on FanDuel Wisconsin.
Churio, base hit! A winner out of the Brew Crew, sending the Dodgers to their sixth straight loss.
It's also the first time the Brewers have ever swept the Dodgers in a series played in Milwaukee. And after the game, it was announced that closer Trevor McGill has been selected for the All-Star game next week in Atlanta. NBA, Bobby Portis tells ESPN why he wanted to stay in Milwaukee and play for the Bucks.
Just the atmosphere, man. Just the culture, man. Just being in Milwaukee kind of helped shape and make my career.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
Cloudy today. We'll get to 78 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, scattered shower or thunderstorm possible. We'll drop down to 65 for a low. Tomorrow, partly cloudy. Scattered thunderstorms tomorrow and tomorrow night with a high tomorrow near 84. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 71.
And timeless hits, WRJN. Good morning, I'm Dan Marcus, here to get you through your Thursday because you just might need a little help. You can smell the weekend, can't you?
Just got home from Illinois, locked the front door, oh boy. Got to sit down, take a rest on the porch. Imagination sets in, pretty soon I'm singing. Listening to Buck Owens, do, looking out my back door. Hey.
Park to Reef Point Marina. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Please me. She's a lady.
And no, I don't mean Tommy James. That's Tom Jones on the station with local news and timeless hits, WRJN. If you haven't heard by now, you can win club seats, to see the Brewers play the Marlins on Friday, July 25th, just by going to our website. Go to WRJN.com, click on Big Deals at the top of the page, and that will take you to the page where you register to win. No purchase necessary. Okay, good luck with that. WRJN.
Today's big deal of the day. Mahoffer's on Main. Downtown Racine's newest hotspot for good vibes and good times. Tomorrow night, it's Blues, Brews, and Barbecues as Chicago Blues legend Taranzo Cannon lights up the stage. Bring your friends, dig into mouthwatering barbecue, and enjoy yummy beverages all night long. Go to WRJN.com right now. Click the Big Deals banner and purchase $20 worth of gift certificates for just $10. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Racine, get ready. There's a new flavor in town. Introducing Charlie's Cheesesteaks. Now open at 4700 Washington Avenue. Made to order Philly cheesesteaks. Melty loaded fries, crispy wings, and refreshing lemonades. Hot, fresh, and packed with flavor. Bring the crew, grab a table, and taste what everyone's talking about. Charlie's Cheesesteaks, 4700 Washington Avenue, where flavor lives in Racine. Follow on Facebook for deals and daily specials. Charlie's, crafted hot, served fast.
Veterans, have you explored your benefits lately? The Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs stands ready to serve Wisconsin veterans, their families, and their survivors. With our partners, like your local county veteran service officer, we can help access the benefits you've earned and the support you need. For more information, please visit WISVETS.com. That's WISVETS.com. Message sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs.
North Beach is open, and so is Racine's Beachside Oasis, the perfect place to grab those summer refreshments while you enjoy the sand and surf on the lakefront. Go to their Facebook page, Racine's Lakeside Oasis, for the entertainment lineup, and enjoy our timeless hits as you relax on the beach all summer long.
Gotta go home. Wake up,
It's WRJN, great one from the Everly Brothers, as we check the WRJN Sand and Surf Report for today. Looks like we're going to see partly sunny skies, high of 75, chance of showers later in the day. Waves at the lakefront, about 1 foot today, nothing too serious. The WRJN Sand and Surf Report, sponsored by Anton Painting and Decorating, from grab to fab, creating beach-style color one stroke at a time.
Don't you worry about what's on your mind, woman. I'm in no hurry, I can take my time, oh woman. I'm going red, my tongue's getting tired. I'm up ahead, my mouth's getting dry. Better chop, 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 oh man.
Let's spend the night.
Let's spend the night together. Now I need you more than ever. Let's spend the night together now.
Hits WRJN. Proud to yield the microphone to Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park newsroom with this update.
From the WRJN Radio Park newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The two suspects recently arrested in the 2003 Kenosha County homicide of David Vanderzee are now out of jail. Both have posted $500,000 bonds. John Viscasil posted bond yesterday, joining Roxana Collins, who was released in May. Both are charged with first-degree intentional homicide. Authorities say the case was reopened this year after investigators uncovered new information more than two decades after the crime. The Racine County Board voted 17-2 this week to condemn the racism Milwaukee high school athletes experienced at a Waterford track meet in May. The Rufus King team left the event early after facing repeated racist comments and actions from others. Waterford school officials have apologized and have pledged to foster a safer, more respectful environment. The school says they plan to retrain officials and hold student-led forums. You can read more about the issue today online at RacineCountyEye.com. Salmon-O-Rama kicks off tomorrow. It's one of the world's largest fishing tournaments, and it runs through next Sunday at Festival Park. Anglers from across the country will compete for a $50,000 grand prize and other awards in boat, shore, and kayak divisions. The family-friendly festival is coming back and will feature live music, fireworks, food, and kids' activities throughout next week. Entry to the grounds is free, and a full schedule is available on the Salmon-O-Rama website. It's an ominous time for the children of Racine. Racine Unified has started sharing school supply lists for the upcoming school year. The lists on the RUSD website show what students will need and will highlight supplies that the district will provide. After today, there are 54 days until the first day of school. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to 78 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, scattered shower or thunderstorm possible. We'll drop down to 65 for a low. Tomorrow, partly cloudy. Scattered thunderstorms tomorrow and tomorrow night with a high tomorrow near 84. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 71.
See you. face. I can hear your voice. I can almost touch you. Sweet, sweet city woman. On the banjo and me, we got a feel for singing.
Just a happy song. It's gonna be a happy song if it's got a banjo in it, you know? Here's one of the finest from the Monkees. Try not to sing along alongside Davy Jones on A Little Bit Me, A Little Bit You, WRJN.
Girl, you know that it's true.
news and timeless hits, WRJN, with the Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget coming up in a couple of minutes. It's instrumental week, so every nugget this week going to be an instrumental. Next song, the nugget, is an instrumental. It's a James Bond movie theme. Yeah, start wondering what song that could be, right? Anybody? Bueller? Bueller? You'll hear it in a couple of minutes here on WRJN.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Summer means kick stands up, and the Hog Lawyer reminds you to always ride safely. Because no matter how cautious you may be, accidents and personal injury can happen in a split second on a motorcycle. So if you're injured or in an accident, call the lawyer who rides, the Hog Lawyer, at 888-999-6644 and trust an experienced, compassionate, and aggressive attorney to protect your rights. Phone 888-999-6644 or visit the Hog Lawyer today at hoglawyer.com.
You want something fresh? How about signature subs and chef salads from Lee's Deli? Just the way you like them. At Elite Mini Market, Taylor Mart, Kinsey Corner, and now inside Workforce Development, 1717 Taylor Avenue. Or swing by the shop on Washington for even more mouthwatering options, like giant party subs perfect for your next luncheon or tailgate. Ordering's easy with the Lee's Deli mobile app. More reward points mean more perks. Lee's Deli, for over 50 years, serving Racine one meal at a time.
Racine, your stories are our stories.
Stories of dedication and resilience. Of beauty and commitment.
Of good times and of bad.
For 125 years, Rasmussen Diamonds has been part of this beautiful community of stories. We can't wait to hear yours.
Visit Rasmussen Diamonds in Racine or explore our collection online at rasmussendiamonds.com.
The following is sponsored by Bid My Listing. Selling your home? With Ready, the best real estate agents will pay you up front for your listing. $2,000, $5,000, as much as $10,000 just for the chance to sell your home. So when you're ready to sell, give us a call and give us the basic information about your property. We'll notify all those smart agents who signed up with Ready, and within 48 hours, they'll be competing to sell your home. Pick the best one, get thousands up front. Call Ready, 888-551-READY. That's 888-551-RE.
Let's open up the vault door. And we're in for another Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget, a song that hasn't been on the radio for a while. And it's instrumental week, so this is an instrumental by one of the greatest instrumental bands of the 1960s and beyond. It's the theme to a James Bond movie from 1967, 3 years after Goldfinger. Any clues, anybody? I kind of tricked you with this one because it doesn't. This James Bond movie doesn't star Sean Connery or any other well-known James Bond like Roger Moore. This one stars David Niven. The movie is based on, loosely, the first James Bond novel that Ian Fleming ever wrote. It's kind of a parody of spy movies. The title track to Casino Royale by Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass. This morning's Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget on WRJN.
Casino Royale, title track to the James Bond movie starring David Niven and Peter Sellers. Now, that was a modest hit, number 27 in America. The movie itself yielded another very well-known song sung by Dusty Springfield, The Look of Love. But that was inside the movie and not the theme and not an instrumental. It's instrumental week here on the Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget series. Another one at 1:45-ish today on WRJN.
We'll be right back.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Left me. CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Eggland's Best.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. A close call for a construction crew deep beneath the ground in Los Angeles. Okay,